This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live and in living color from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America, as well as in the Caribbean, and not to forget about around the world, too, via the Internet. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country, as well as around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thank you for what you do to keep us all free and safe. And to everybody that's working right now on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the snowplow drivers, the sander drivers, and the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, thanks for what you do to keep America rolling along. And let's not forget about checking out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website for all the different things that we have over there. And a lot of people have been complimenting me on some of the things that we have over there. So there you go. All righty. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is joining us right now. Hello, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
It happens to be time to say the pledge. Are you ready, sir?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And if we underline and put exclamation marks on each side of the two words under God, because our great country, ladies and gentlemen, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, first of all, Kyle, I want to give a special shout out to everybody at the Tampa Bay Trump Club tonight. We had another big crowd, and Trevor Loudon was our speaker there, very well-known Intel analyst and author, and everybody had a really good time, and I'm telling you, we keep getting bigger and bigger and more and more and more and more. It's unbelievable the excitement that's out there for President Donald Trump right now.
Yeah, it sure is, and you know, that's a really good indicator, of course, that again, what's going on with the impeachment by the Democrats, completely partisan, you know, this is energizing Trump's base. It's not only energizing his base, Captain, I think it's having people say to themselves, wait a minute, I may not have supported Trump before, but hey, wait a minute, something's going on here. I'm going to check out what's going on because I see good things happening around the country. So it could be adding to his base as well.
Now, CNN finally is waking up to the fact that maybe some of the stuff they're doing and the Democrats are doing just isn't working. Because here's that poor, poor little Allison Camerota as she chimes in about the fact that the support for the impeachment and the Democrats in general are getting cold feet. Listen to this.
Those are really interesting numbers. I'm interested in the Democratic support that's gone from 90% down to 77%, which I think is notable. And I think that you have heard Democrats behind the scenes, I think you have, at least expressing some cold feet about some of this. And so it's just interesting, as the elected officials have to make a decision tomorrow, and particularly the moderates, and you're seeing that public support even among their party drop.
Yeah, I mean, it's really interesting. Clearly, you're seeing Democrats, at least some of them, come around to Nancy Pelosi's thinking. I mean, the Speaker has always said that impeachment is a political loser. I mean, she didn't think this was something that would hold that would sort of rise to 60% or higher in terms of support for impeaching and removing the president. And I think that that is what you're starting to see because, you know, the public, they've sort of been watching this for a while. Perhaps people are becoming numb. And those numbers that were at the 50% mark are starting to come down. And I think that a lot of moderate Democrats who are in these battleground districts have been predicting this and worrying about this, and now they're starting to see it. So they're really, you know, taking a second look. Should they vote for this or not?
Wow.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Well,
wow.
Well, but the Democrats and Pelosi got sort of roped into this, and now they're dug in, and they can't find an off-ramp to this thing. The articles of impeachment themselves are ridiculous on their face. They don't measure up to what the standard is in the Constitution. And the Democrats know this. And now, Captain, now you've got Chucky Schumer over in the Senate saying he wants to call witnesses and this whole issue, you know.
Yeah, he wants people to recuse themselves and all that sort of. It's not going to happen. They're not controlling the football over there. Sorry, guys.
No, not at all. And really what should be happening is that if there's this evidence, quote unquote evidence out there that Donald Trump committed impeachable offenses under the definition of the Constitution, well, the Senate should be able to quickly, you know, sort of take that up and vote on it. But they don't need like new extra witnesses and all these kinds of things to try to come up with stuff that the House just could not establish.
Yeah, they're going to make up another story. And by the way, we talked yesterday about the fact that Jerry Nadler has got some charges of impeachment that aren't even criminal charges, and they're keep talking about the crime and all this sort of stuff and all that. It's not true. It's just not true.
It's not true, and it just comes off as so much propaganda by a controlling party in the House of Representatives.
Well. I'm going to tell you something. The mood of the country right now is not positive. It's going in the opposite direction on this impeachment thing. They're sick and tired of all this crap. They want this to stop. They want these people to get to work to doing the business of the country. By the way, they did pass the big budget yesterday, $1.4 trillion,
right,
to continue that rolling along. But the fact of the matter is, you know, there were some things that were tossed in there, too, add-ons by the Democrats to test to see if Donald Trump would actually sign it. But hold that thought. We'll be right back, folks, with more to Captain America Third Watch as we roll along during the course of the overnight hours, and we got a lot more coming your way, and I got more audio for you here, things that are going on. And how about Hunter Biden, another source of money, you say, over there? Holy smokes. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA recently reported that 70% of all veteran suicides are by vets who have never been to the VA. There's a saying, when a person's name is written down where people can see it, that person will never be forgotten. Many of our veterans, past and present, feel that nobody cares about them. We will be holding the first Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Memorial Tournament. All the proceeds will go to purchase MP3 players for veterans. I know that veterans and their families all over the country will hear this announcement and not be able to play at the golf outing, but want to help. So here's your veteran's tip of the day. If you have a family member or a friend that is a veteran, for $100 you can honor them and make sure they will never be forgotten. Go to songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us and sponsor a tea or a green in their name. Keep their memory alive. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast live and in living color from Tampa, Florida, all across the country and around the world, too, at the speed of the Internet. Now, here's a good example for you folks on what I've been telling you about Relief Factor. Had a friend of mine last night at the Tampa Trunk Club, and he said that he had fallen during the day at a skating rink. He went took his grandkids skating, and he'd fallen, and he was aching around a little bit, had a few aches and pains, and I said, he was telling me about that, because I was helping him carry some stuff in, to inside, and I said, have you ever tried Relief Factor? And he says, no. I says, well, I'm not going to say this is going to work right away, but I'm going to give you two packets and take one right now. Get yourself some water. If you want to get a sandwich, get something to eat, so be it. And then get back to me at the end of the night, which was about 3.5 hours later, and let me know how you're feeling. And he was sore. He was stiff. He was sore. He was aching. Now, this is probably a rarity. This is probably a rarity. But I'll be doggone if he didn't come back up to me afterwards and he says, I feel like a new man, Captain. I don't know what was in there, but I feel like a new man. So I said, well, you got the second capsules there. You got the second pack. Take that, and then I guess you know what you got to do next. And he said, yeah, I do. I'm going to order that stuff. Now, I'm not making this up, folks. I'm telling you the God's honest truth and what happened. Now, let me suggest that if you've got nagging pain of any kind, a non-narcotic, all-natural remedy product called Relief Factor. Because the Relief Factor 3-week quick start, get in there, order it right away, order the 1995 quick start. Now, yeah, everybody keeps saying, well, it doesn't stay 1995. No, it doesn't. It goes back up to the regular price. But here's the deal. It's cheaper than having to take narcotics in a prescription, isn't it? And you're not taking narcotics. You're taking something that's all natural. And it works. It works for me. I've been taking it for 3 years and 9 months, and by God, it'll work for you. And many, many, many people are letting me know that they're getting on this product and it's working for them. It gets rid of the Mobic, the Flexeril. It gets rid of the pain stuff that they're taking. It gets rid of the high doses of Aleve, ibuprofen, Anacin, all that sort of stuff. It gets rid of all that stuff because that's not good for you. I know. I started bleeding internally because of Aleve, taking in high doses of it. So guess what? ReliefFactor.com/captain, ReliefFactor.com/captain. Go there, sign up for the 3-week quick start. It's $19.95. If it works for you, as it's done in 80% of the people that have taken it, according to the statistics they show me right here, they stay with the program. Give it a shot. All you got to lose is pain. All right. Kyle Ward, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
To continue along the way here, Mitch McConnell, who was being challenged by Chuck D. Baby Schumer and some other Democrats, as well as people in the House that were saying, well, you got to do this thing because it's not fair. Yeah, sure. Listen to Mitch McConnell's answer back to all of them.
If the Senate volunteers ourselves to do House Democrats' homework for them, we will only incentivize an endless stream of dubious partisan impeachments in the future. And we will invite future houses to paralyze future senates with frivolous impeachments at will. This misunderstanding about constitutional roles brings me back to something I raised earlier. The Democratic leader's letter to me, by the way, by way of the press, literally misquoted the Constitution. Senator Schumer wrote that we should exercise, quote, the Senate's sole power of impeachment under the Constitution with integrity and dignity. He attributed to the Senate, quote, the sole power of impeachment. Well, there's his problem, Mr. President. That's the role the Constitution gives, actually, to the House.
Bingo! Gotcha, Charlie Schumer. They can't even get their facts straight. Right. Can you believe that?
Well,
that he would do that? Well, the sole power of the... No, it's not.
Well, because now they're trying to gin it up, and as now, you know, the battle will go on to the Senate. But, you know, Captain, Senator McConnell's right. They judge the impeachment, and it seems to me that it's dead on arrival because, again, it's all hearsay. It doesn't rise to the level of constitutional, of the constitutional description of what an impeachment is all about. And so, honestly, and I like the fact that Senator McConnell kept using the word frivolous, because this is, again, being used in a way that was never intended by the founders. That's why they tried to make the bar so high. It wasn't that they made it nebulous so it could be whatever you want it to be.
Yeah.
It's that it was actually put up there to be high.
All right, now,
to stop people.
Now, one other little thing here. This is CNN, and this is Poppy Harlow. No, I didn't watch this, but this is the tape, and I did hear the tape on one of the newscasts yesterday. Listen to her turn around and say something about Chucky Boy Schumer and what he said back during the days of the Clinton impeachment, which totally is in the opposite direction of where we're at today. Listen to this.
Just picking up on the request from Senator Schumer for those four fact witnesses, I think a lot of Americans want to hear what Mick Mulvaney would testify to, what John Bolton would have to say. But it is also a fact that back in 1999, during the Senate trial to impeach President Clinton, then newly a senator, Chuck Schumer, didn't want any new evidence or testimony admitted into that trial. And last night, Republican Senator John Cornyn, of course a member of the leadership team, told CNN, quote, the House passed articles of impeachment. We are the jury, so we shouldn't be trying to retry it or redo something they have already had a shot at. He says no new evidence. Who's right, Senator Cornyn now and Chuck Schumer in 99, or Chuck Schumer today?
Look, all I can tell you is what I believe should happen. The predicate here, obviously, is the investigation conducted by the House, an exhaustive review of the evidence with sworn testimony. It's interesting that the folks who have made the case in a very compelling way, I would argue, against the president's point of view, have all been under oath. I'm not sure we've had anyone under oath who's made the opposite conclusion. But
whoa. I'm not sure we've had anybody on the other side that's had the come to the conclusion that's been under oath. Are you kidding me? How many Republican witnesses did they have that they brought in there? How many people are under oath? All of them.
Right. That's right. Yeah, this is, I mean, this is just going off the deep end. You know, it's just, it's really something.
They're lying, Kyle. They can't tell the truth. They can't get out of their own way. They're lying all the time. People of the United States of America, people of the world, United States citizens, wherever you're listening to me right now on the internet around the world, these people on the other side of the aisle are a bunch of perfume parlor snakes. They're lying. They're trying to politicize the whole process here, and it's wrong. Anybody that would go to trial with the type of evidence that's there in any type of civilian court, normal court, this would be thrown out of court immediately.
Well, sure it would. And back to what Senator McConnell was saying, is the idea that this is designed to paralyze things. It paralyzes the House, essentially. It paralyzes the Senate. It paralyzes the country. And so this is a way for them, they think, that they're going to somehow slow down or you know, put big barriers for President Trump. When in actuality, Captain, if you just look at the last 2-3 weeks of the Trump presidency, he's been having a pretty good record over the last 2-3 weeks. A lot of things have been happening for the good. And so as these folks in the Democrat Party are going to find out, they're going to find out that, you know, they have literally gone over a cliff. They may be putting themselves into the position where they literally will be simply a far left sort of Looney Tune party that will simply be a boutique, really, and won't be ever what it was in the days of John Kennedy or even this, of Jimmy Carter.
Well, I don't care. I don't care what they are. I really don't care. I don't care if this is the end of the Democratic Party as we know it. If that's what it takes to wake the people up, then so be it, because I'm telling you, I talked to some Democrats last night that showed up the first, they were called first-timers at the Tampa Bay Trump Club. They're sick of what's going on. They're sick of it. They've had it. And by the way, one person from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, who just moved down here, came down here from the north, and they said, is this a place where I can actually stand up and support my president? And they pulled out one of those little things that you put up in the air. It's like a little thing you roll back and forth in your hand. You open it, you close it, it says Trump 2020, Make America Great Again. You know, it reverses the thing each time. I know you know what I'm talking about. But, and there was a woman, and she goes, this is great, you know, because I saw her 2 or 3 times. She says, this is great. And she says, I didn't dare do anything like this in Philadelphia. They would have chased me down the street.
Well, see, that's the thing. You see, there is no diversity of opinion in the Democrat Party anymore, if there ever really was. But let's just say, for the sake of argument, there is no disagreement. And that sounds to me, Captain, much more like a typical party line of the Soviet Union or Communist China.
Yeah, you're in the wrong country.
That's right.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, I'll be right back with more. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And don't go anywhere, because when we come back, we're going to change gears a little bit here and keep on rolling along. So I'll be right back right after these messages.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Just one day before a historic House impeachment vote, the president is blasting Democrats who've accused him of abusing his power. Writing in a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, they're the ones guilty of abuse of power and perversion of justice.
The whole impeachment thing is a hoax.
He also said in the letter that the phone call with Ukraine's President Zelensky was totally innocent, and that there was more due process in the Salem witch hunt trials. Not long after the letter was sent, the president told reporters he will take no responsibility for becoming just the third American Chief Justice to be impeached. He says he's done nothing wrong. Other Democrats, like Jamie Raskin, disagree with that assessment.
Overwhelming evidence that the President of the United States has committed high crimes and misdemeanors.
This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Root.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friends at Geico. That's Geico, G-E-I-C-O. Geico.com is the website for the second largest insurer in the country in terms of insuring automobiles and vehicles in general. Now, this is Geico. They've been in business for over 75 years, and they insure over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. So if you go to the website geico.com, G-E-I-C-O, type in your zip code, you'll find out two things right away. Number one, where your local agent is, how to reach them and get a hold of them, or number two, how to get a quote or get any questions, ads, answers that you want there on the Geico.com website. Now remember, they offer coverage for the car you drive, the truck you drive, the motorcycle, the ATV, the boat, the RV, the Sea-Doo, the Ski-Doo, and they can even help you with your homeowners and renters insurance too, pardon me, through the website, either the Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com website, or your local Geico insurance agency. So go to Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. Check them out online. See what they have to offer. Tell them the captain sent you. All right, here's Kyle Warren again, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We're going to take everybody now live to a town hall somewhere in California and just listen in. Here we go.
A convincing and bipartisan vote of support for recognition. And one of the reasons why this is so important, that it was so bipartisan and so overwhelming, is that this shouldn't be a partisan issue. facts of history are the facts of history. They will not be denied. They will not be denied. And so I'm grateful.
Okay, we had to bleep that, and then why they did that is because guess what they were doing? They were using a lot of really harsh profanity. That was the Adam Schiff rally the other day, I mean town hall, rather, where he really got put in his place by his own constituents.
Well, yeah, and it started getting worse from there, and it went on for, what, 15 or 20 minutes or something?
Actually, 5 minutes and 57 seconds. I got the whole tape.
Yeah, and I think some other people were there. They unfurled a Trump 2020 banner, basically, and that really got people upset. And so there was a lot of scuffling and kerfuffling going on as a result of all that. And Adam Schiff was just sort of standing there, sort of watching the whole thing. Yes, this is very, very important because, you know, people, they're not buying this kind of stuff. And unfortunately, the Democrats have created an atmosphere where, like you were talking about with that lady before who came down from Philadelphia, they've created an atmosphere where it's okay just to yell at people and call them all sorts of names, use all kinds of profanity, and who knows what the next level of all that's going
to
be.
Now, we're going to change gears, and we're going to go to Rudy Giuliani and something that he said yesterday, which, by the way, also showed up with what was her name? Cheryl, the former investigative reporter with CBS, as well, Cheryl Atkinson. There you go. And John Solomon. Yeah, John Solomon. But listen to what Rudy had to say. That's got it all stirred up again.
Maybe they don't believe that there was in fact substantial corruption in Ukraine that went on for years, and that the President of the United States, when he asked for an investigation, was doing his duty as the President of the United States. Maybe they buy into some form of the Democratic criticism. But what I uncovered there are two major schemes, one for $7.5 billion, the other for $5 billion, in money laundering that went on all through the Obama administration. Part of it involved Joe Biden, the bribery part. It's a disgrace that he's not under investigation for it in America, maybe because our law enforcement is too afraid. But the reality is, it's a complete defense for the president. When the president of the United States was asking the president of Ukraine to investigate, he was asking him to investigate crimes at the highest levels of both governments that the president of the Ukraine referred to as we, meaning it's our problem, joint problem. So he's being impeached for doing the right thing as President of the United States. Nothing to be defensive about.
Rudy, much of the work, your work.
Now, $7.5 billion involving Joe Biden, and the other $4.5 billion involve people like, Joseph Pelosi Jr.
Yeah, what do you know about that? You know, that's exactly right. And you know, Captain, too, the president, if the president was trying to get at Joe Biden, then he must have known that something's going on there. But if the president were to look the other way at major corruption possibly involving an American citizen, regardless if they could be a political rival, that in and of itself would be the wrong thing to do. The whole point, the president's supposed to help to enforce the law, and the president is not supposed to look the other way at all. But also, Captain, we're finding out as well, you mentioned John Solomon.
Yeah.
He's got a great report about Latvia.
Yeah, little old Latvia, the L word that nobody's even talked about, and all of a sudden we find out that Hunter Biden took money from them too?
Well, Latvia was looking into corruption as well, and they have an Office of Prevention and of Laundering and Proceeds derived from criminal activity. And back in 2016, they went to Ukraine asking for information on corruption, and it involved, I believe, Burisma, and that would have been part of Hunter Biden's whole thing. And according to John Solomon's report, Latvian authorities didn't get anything back that was incriminating. dominating. But here's the important part. This shows that there was this investigative thing hovering all around the Bidens, even back during the early time of 2016, as the election was really getting started. And so for the president to want to know about corruption and so forth is not out of the blue, something weird, anything like that. This was actually going on at that time.
Now, last night, a letter surfaced that the president wrote to the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. Let me start by reading the first item that's of interest here. And this is a direct quote from the letter. The articles of impeachment introduced by the House Judiciary Committee are not recognizable under any standard of constitutional theory, interpretation, or jurisprudence. They include no crimes, no misdemeanors, and no offenses whatsoever. The second item. Speaker Pelosi, you admitted just last week in a public forum that your party's impeachment effort have been going on for over 2.5 years, long before you even heard about a phone call with Ukraine. Number three, before the impeachment hoax, it was the Russian witch hunt. Number four, you are the ones interfering with Americans' elections. You are the ones subverting Americans' democracy. You are the ones obstructing justice. You are the ones bringing pain and suffering to our republic for your own personal, selfish, political, and partisan gain. Then he goes on to say, you and your party are desperate to distract from America's extraordinary economy, incredible jobs boom, record stock markets, soaring confidence, and flourishing citizens. You simply cannot compete with our record. And then the last thing was, our founders feared the tribalization of partisan politics, and you are bringing their worst fears to life. All of which is true. The president is dead on. Folks, you need to get a hold of that letter. It's out there on the internet. And look at it. The president's letter to Speaker Nancy Pelosi. It'll blow your mind.
It really does. And, you know, Captain, I would think, you know, Nancy Pelosi is pretty savvy in terms of politics. She's got to know.
Not this time around.
Well, she tried to keep this from going on, but she got roped into it as well and finally gave in. But she's got to know that what he's saying is absolutely true. And, but again, they're committed. They are absolutely on a collision course here. But what the president is talking about is exactly right, that the founders were trying to get away from the fact that if you had some political power, you could come in and do this and paralyze the nation and get at your enemies and all this kind of stuff. They were trying to have literally a higher standard for our American republic. And the Democrats in Congress, not the rank and file people across highways and byways, but the Democrat elite in Congress, they're the ones who are absolutely trying to tear all this down because they didn't like the election and they know they can't win the next one.
You betcha. And I'm telling you, the more this goes on, the more they drag it on. They don't understand, or if they do, they're not paying attention. They're going to lose the House. And I mean, they're going to lose the House. Nancy's going to go back to whatever she was before, which was irrelevant. And they're going to add in the Senate, and Donald Trump's going to be reelected. And then watch what happens.
I know.
You think that we're doing pretty good right now the way we're doing, even though we're struggling with all this confrontation back and forth? I'm telling you, this economy, jobs, the whole nine yards is going to take off like a freaking rocket ship. You're going to see some things going on that are just going to blow your socks off. All right, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We appreciate him very much. When we come back, the lake effect snow machine's kicking in up there, even though the regular snow disappeared, went off to the east. Now we got lake effect to deal with, and we got snow out in the Sierra Nevadas tonight. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Roll truck, roll down the interstate. Grab another gear for another day's pay. 5 weeks on the road's been rough. Two more to go before you can let up. Gotta keep the monkey off of his back. It's a fact. He's working class. Grips that wheel with his calloused hands. Nothing he's got was handed to him. All chickens out of Arkansas when he was green. With a worn out cracker box at DMC. Now with a tricked out Pete, he cuts a new path. He earned it in
right, that's Lila Martin somewhere up there along the northern U.S. border with a Canadian line, and he might be up in Canada, too, for all I know tonight. But if he's up there running around Montana, headed towards British Columbia, well, hooray, hooray. Big old, big-time snowstorm again coming in. Told you there was another one coming. But let's get going here because we've got lake-effect snow in the Great Lakes and gusty winds for the Great Lakes in the northeast today. It's going to be extremely wet in the northwest with snow in the higher elevations and lots of it, and rain in the lower elevations. And we'll get to all that right now. A vigorous system will plunge from the Great Lakes through the northeast to set up a few days of frigid temperatures, gusty winds, and continued heavy lake effect snow. Now, we're talking about not a few inches. We're talking about a few feet from the from Cleveland, Ohio, and I'm sorry for laughing, folks, from Cleveland, Ohio to Erie, Pennsylvania, over to Buffalo, New York, all the way across up along the 104 Ridge Road section to I-81 and all the way up to Canada, okay, in upstate New York along Lake Ontario and Lake Erie. Now, not to be outdone, guess what? Because of the way the wind's blowing, the entire western portion of Michigan is going to get dumped on with lake effect snow there. So here we go. Also, the upper peninsula of Michigan, because of the way the wind is blowing, is going to get dumped on with snow. Now, Wisconsin, Green Bay, hello. I don't know if they're playing at home this weekend or whenever they're playing, but there could be some white stuff on the ground for them again, and it's just going to be miserable up along the Great Lakes for about the next two or three days. In the meantime, going down into Kentucky, scattered showers, windy there, windy in West Virginia, some scattered showers there in West Virginia, and coming down my way towards Florida and in the south, there is a cold front coming across. It also brought all those storms, severe thunderstorms and tornadoes and whatnot along with it, and the temperatures are going to drop like a rock, especially today during the course of the day, and by tomorrow morning, the wind chill factors in portions of central Florida will be in the 30s. Hello. In the 30s, the wind chill factor. Lows will be in the 40s and the 30s north, actual temperatures, which means it'll be colder up there in the panhandle to North Florida and South Georgia. So, put on the woolies. We've also got over, pardon me, in South Texas, in a lot of the produce areas, a hard freeze tonight. Very hard freeze. Now, there is some fog tonight in southeastern Kansas, and the southwestern part of Missouri and the northwestern part of Arkansas, certainly Fayetteville and Fort Smith, and also in the northeastern quadrant of Oklahoma, to include I-44 up into Missouri towards Joplin. That's all very foggy in that area right now. Now, let's go out to Washington State, because everything east of Seattle in higher elevation, going up over the top of Snoqualmie, going towards Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, you have a winter storm warning for all of those higher elevations up there east of Seattle, all the way down through the central part and east of I-5 in the mountainous areas of Washington State, and the winter storm warning continues down through Oregon to just east of I-5, certainly Mount Hood. You've got a general snow east of Medford in the mountains there, in the eastern part of Oregon, also in the mountains there. You've got a general snow, Bend, Oregon, coming up I-84, general snow, I-84, west of Boise, when you get up into the higher elevation around Mountain Home, general snow, but all that's going to change as the storm intensifies and comes roaring across, because this storm approaching the west coast is going to set up several days of very wet conditions for the northwest, including into northern California. There'll be heavy rain in some areas, possible flooding in some areas, and in the higher elevations, mountain snow, lots of it, and high winds along the coast. So keep that in mind. Also, there are some high winds in Southern California this morning from the L.A. area down to the Mexican border, down towards the Baja. So keep all that in mind, too, as you ponder driving around. And I think Eric, a trucker Eric, is still out in California. He may be listening to me right now because he told me that a little while ago. And Catwoman and Road Dog, they're on their way now. They got their trailer. They're on their way back north. And Trucker Mark, he hasn't told me where he's been lately, so I can't guess. So I'll just say Trucker Mark's out there. And, of course, Thomas the Suicide Jockey is out there delivering gasoline. And, by the way, thank you very much, Thomas, for doing a bang-up job because the price of gasoline is dropping. Here in our area, dropping, and it's below the national average, just in time for Christmas to give people a little extra money. Now, I want to remind everybody, while we're talking about gas and whatnot, and the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, that first of all, this Saturday, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., I will be at Moss Nissan for their Santa Moss special that they've got. Bring the kids along. They've got some camels from the nativity scene. They're going to be giving kids rides on the camels. They've got all kinds of things there for the kids to do to keep them busy while you take a look or take a test drive in a newer certified pre-owned vehicle at Moss Nissan. I'll be there from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Looking forward to meeting many of our great listeners there as well. So come on out. And they're also going to have some food there, too. I don't know what it is. They didn't tell me. They never do. But they're going to have some food there, too. So now, let's move along, because the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by our friends at your local Pilot or Flying J truck stop. Now, Pilots, in particular, are not your daddy's truck stop anymore, because you're going to pull into a Pilot and you're going to be pleasantly surprised when you see those new travel centers and the way they're set up. You could be pulling into an Arby's, a Chester's Chicken, a Dairy Queen, a McDonald's, a Pizza Hut, a Subway, a Taco Bell, a Wendy's, even a full-service Dunkin' Donuts, which is pretty doggone good because their menu has expanded. They actually have a fairly good breakfast. It's not just donuts anymore, but they got a fairly good breakfast, and they've also got a lunch. You can get chili. You can get soup. They've got a light supper that includes some of the great sandwiches. Again, the soup and the chili they have there. So give them a try and see what's going on. Pilots and Flying J's, your Pilot travel centers and your Flying J's. Of course, in the Flying J's, you've got the sit-down Denny's and the Huddle Houses and the Moe's Southwest Grills there, too. All not your daddy's average truck stop anymore. How do you like that? So, coming up after the top of the hour, I've not heard from Ms. Rosemary tonight, so as far as I know, she's not around. And let me drift on over here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Picasso.
Make it quick. You got a minute.
I got a minute.
I don't have
enough time. You want the good news or the bad news?
I don't care.
Well, the bad news is Durham's not going to file any criminal charges.
Not true, but keep going.
We'll see about that.
I will bet. I will bet you any amount you want to bet, and I'll come out a winner.
I hope I'm wrong.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I hope I lose that bet.
Yep.
I'm going to see you on Saturday. Second news is I don't think the election is going to be that good. 45% of the people actually think this man should be impeached when he didn't commit.
I got news for you. Those numbers are hogwash, because take a look at the poll and what they're doing and the margin of error. Now, anything else? Now, you missed a big crowd last night at the Tampa Trump Club, and I'm going to tell you something. We had a whole bunch of brand new members in there that are Democrats. Think about that. Got to go.
Got to go, go, go.
All right. Well, hope I'm right. I'm just telling you what I see with my own eyes and hear with my own ears. And by the way, that doesn't count the thousands of emails that I get that I can't check all the time. Depends on what the message is up in the title section. But the thousands of emails that I get that are telling me, hey, Captain, we're with you. We've had it. Democrats, Republicans, Libertarians, Independents, even people that have never voted before. And there's a bunch of them. And they're saying, we're voting this time. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.